Soulmate shares drop 98% after its 300 Mentors Solana treasury pivot. A company that owns stakes in football clubs raised $300 million to become a Solana treasury vehicle. 9 months later, its shares trade near $4.90, down from a split-adjusted high of roughly $2.49, a drop of more than 98%. The collapse of Soulmate Infrastructure, NASDAQ, SLMT, is one of the sharpest unwinds yet among the public companies that pivoted to holding crypto on their balance sheets. The story was flagged by crypto news account Wu Blockchain on June 26, 2026, and reported in detail by Crypto Briefing the day before, time to Soulmate's June 26 shareholder meeting. From football clubs to a SOL balance sheet, Soulmate began life as Brera Holdings, a holding company with stakes in football clubs across Italy, North Macedonia, Mozambique, and Mongolia. In September 2025, it announced an oversubscribed $300 million private placement and rebranded around a single idea: hold Solana on the balance sheet and build crypto infrastructure in the United Arab Emirates. The backer list was the selling point. Cathie Wood's ARK Invest led the placement alongside Abu Dhabi's Pulsar Group, crypto fund RockawayX, and the Solana Foundation itself. For a few weeks, the trade worked exactly as designed. The stock spiked on news of the raise and the first SOL purchases, the kind of reflexive rally that has defined the digital asset treasury, or DAT, model since Strategy pioneered it with Bitcoin. The math stopped working, the premium did not last. Soulmate now holds about 2 million SOL. At Solana's price of roughly $68 as of June 26, 2026, that stash is worth about $136 million, well under half the $300 million the company raised to assemble it. SOL has fallen around 50% over the past year, and it is down again this week as the broader market sits in extreme fear, with the Crypto Fear and Greed Index at 16. That gap is the whole problem with the DAT structure. These companies are supposed to trade at a premium to the crypto they hold, so each share buys exposure plus the promise of accretive future buys. When the token falls and the premium inverts, the stock can trade below the value of its own holdings, and the mechanism that justified the high price runs in reverse. Soulmate's reverse stock split in May 2026 is a familiar symptom of a share price that fell too far to look healthy on a NASDAQ listing. A lawsuit over who got to sell the financial slide is now a governance fight. RBCH, an entity affiliated with RockawayX founder Victor Fisher, has filed suit in New York accusing Soulmate's officers and directors of breaching their fiduciary duties and using company resources to tighten their own control. The complaint centers on dilution. It alleges that board members Ron Sade and Karen Maiman acquired 2.3 million new shares at $4.97 each, watering down existing holders by roughly 20%, and that insiders were able to sell at prices above $33, while other shareholders were effectively locked in as the stock cratered. Soulmate has not publicly conceded the allegations, and the claims remain unproven in court. For context on the operating business underneath all this, the former Brera entity reported a 2025 net loss of about €378,000, a cautionary tale for treasury copycats. Soulmate is a small name, but the pattern matters because dozens of micro-cap companies have run the same playbook over the past 2 years. Announce a crypto treasury, raise a placement from marquee investors, and ride the premium. The unwind shows how quickly that premium can vanish when the underlying token slides and insiders and outsiders end up on opposite sides of the cap table. Strategy's own stock recently fell below $100 as Bitcoin cracked $60,000, a reminder that even the original DAT is not immune to the same reflexivity, even with a far larger and more liquid balance sheet behind it. The UAE expansion that Soulmate pitched to investors leaves it tied to one of the more active crypto policy regimes in the Gulf, though the company's troubles are financial and legal rather than regulatory. For anyone weighing exposure to crypto through equities rather than spot tokens, the episode is a clear case of the DAT premium being a feature on the way up and a trap on the way down.